Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Lee, you see these instances of Trump derangement syndrome, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the left looks totally deranged. I mean, they seem almost sort of bizarre, right?
Mm-hmm, it does.
In their contorted hatred. Like, dude, take a chill pill. Well, I mean, you know, we disagree and all, but it ain't that bad. Well, I like from time to time to play examples of what they're being marinated in.
No.
They're just stewing and stewing and stewing.
Nothing I want to put my pork chops in, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I know, it'll make you nuts. Well, this is what passes for news right now. Now, I know I'm going to get the text to say, well, CNN and MSNBC, they don't have a lot of viewers. They don't, but they have tremendous web hits. CNN in particular and New York Times, I mean, just dominate web hits in terms of news now. Breitbart, again, used to keep up with them, but now has been throttled. They're not quite where they were. So, I mean, you got to understand the power of MSNBC is not in its television viewing audience. It's ditto for CNN, but they are powerhouses news-wise outside. People watch small news clips, right? Okay, this is what now passes for news. And I want you to hear how they talk about us. And then I'm going to tell you what they're doing here, because this has a purpose and a point. It's not just smears, not just slurs. Okay, we're going to start with MSNBC. MSNBC 2 days ago. This is commentator. She's on there regularly. Tiffany Cross. Again, this is what passes for news on the left. You'll understand why they're so deranged after you hear it.
We have to start calling his supporters racist as well. That MAGA that MAGA symbol has come to represent something. It is the new Nazi symbol. It is the new hood, the Klan hood. So I think they don't feel comfortable describing themselves that way. And so this president has to say, oh, no, you guys don't worry about it because this is what I mean. And when he says America first, he means white America first. And
yeah, okay. So but that's just one person on MSNBC. I mean, they're not all saying that, are they?
It is a moral imperative for them through immigration policy, through housing policy, through economic policy to make America a whiter nation. They are white nationalists.
He's talking about the whole Trump administration,
yeah,
by the way. Okay, now, so Jason Johnson sitting there, right? That was Jason Johnson. And next to him is E.J. Dion, a longtime columnist at the Washington Post. One of the gray-haired grandfathers of journalism in Washington, right? So it makes it look all very, you know, real, very, very credible, right? It's just, we're dealing with a white supremacist administration. Where we are, and that's the news, right? I mean, so Tiffany Cross has just said that the MAGA hat is the new Nazi symbol. And, you know, that's all Trump people. We just going to have to begin to treat them all like Nazis. Okay, here's another one.
There have been mosques that's faced with the word Trump. Today, Trump is becoming a modern-day swastika. And people have to be aware, it's no longer a name. It's shorthand for a symbol of hate. Someone says, I like Trump. They're telling you, I'm in for white supremacy. I'm in for bigotry. I'm in for sexism. That's what Trump means now. And I think we have to be aware of it and call out bluntly.
You know, this is subversive.
Yeah, this isn't news.
Yeah, this is not news. It is, number one, it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's an absolute, abject lie. And, you know, I'm tired of the left always getting to define what words mean, what images mean. You know, a Gadsden flag means white supremacy. A MAGA hat means white supremacy. If you say America first, that means white nationalist. Make America white again. None of that's true. Absolutely none of it. There's no evidence to support it, and it is not true.
But where are they going with this? Now, think about where we've been in the last couple of weeks, okay? So they're starting with things. Things that are offensive. The Betsy Ross flag's got to go. Gadsden flag's got to go. Anthem has to go. And we just had one of the universities where they just put out a rule saying that you can't say the word America or American because that's offensive. See, so that's where they're going. They're going with things and general cultural ideas, but their goal is to jump to people. Blacklists of people. They're getting us used to blacklisting things. And I have a concrete example of this. We talked about this. Remember, Leah, that's 2 weeks ago now. MasterCard had been giving in to George Soros-backed groups. demands to blacklist certain individuals and, you know, like gun, you know, manufacturers, people like that, right? So they moved to the next step. And what was the next step? They were at the board meeting. They had compiled a list of people and were demanding the financial blacklisting of wider sections of the American right. The idea started 2 years ago in the New York Times, where they had suggested eliminating gun rights by blacklisting people, manufacturers, gun sellers, both personally in their personal lives and in their businesses, and that, you know, MasterCard, all these credit cards would just simply cut them off for gun purchases. And then it went from there. So that's where it started. So when you're hearing this rhetoric, there's a purpose for it. What they're proposing is not, they're not just smearing us and slurring us. They are conditioning, they're getting ready for the idea of the massive blacklist that they're already lobbying for at the corporate level. Now, thank God for now, MasterCard turned them down. But we have had major losses in the last couple of months. I'm going to play this coming up with Bank of America, where, you know, we talked about this yesterday, Lee, where you had Bank of America first cut off from lending, from banking accounts, anything, the private prison companies, because apparently they object to the idea of anyone going to prison.
Yeah.
Right. That was last month. Now they have rejected private companies that won't run detention centers. They can't have a bank account, can't get credit, can't do anything. So that was this month. You see the direction this is going?
Yeah.
It's inevitable they move to people. They've already tried. That's what this is about. That's what it's about. By the way, here is Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan on why they have blacklisted and will not do any business with companies that run illegal alien holding centers.
We really drive it based on what our teammates tell us. And so we had teammates, because of their backgrounds and their thoughts, that were very upset about the broader issues of prison reform and sentencing reform and the border. And, you know, they basically said that we should make a statement here, and it rolled through the system. We made it. Now, the thing I would focus people on, and you heard some of it in the early dialogue, is we need to get immigration right. We need people in this country. We're not creating people fast enough. The population's grown about half the rate it was before the financial crisis. And so we'll grow faster if we have more people. And so it's got to be organized and efficient.
I would challenge what he just said about the birth rate being half what it was before the Great Recession. That can't possibly be right.
I don't know if it is, but his solution, think about what he's saying.
Yeah.
We need more people.
Right.
So we have to shut down the detention centers. So what he's saying is we need more people, so we can't detain anybody.
Right.
We shouldn't stop anybody. Anybody can come into the country, and we're not going to check to see if they're a terrorist, a wanted murderer, or anything like that. We're just, you know, if they're trafficking children or sex abusing them or they're a pedophile, we're not going to check that. We need more people, so stop detaining them. I mean, come on. There's a ton of ways to get more people. Trump has proposed some.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring the best in. You know, so the idea that this is the only way to get more people, end detention of illegals on our border? No, there's plenty of other ways to get more people. We could get great people. We could get the best fruit pickers on earth. We could get fruit pickers with master's degrees if we wanted right now. We could. Seriously, from poor countries, double master's degree, you want to come here and pick fruit for a couple of years? Sure. Anything to get out. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. But you see how the blacklists are going. They won't stop.
No.
That's why they attack Chris Pratt. That's why they try to demonize the flag. They're getting used to the idea that things will be banned so they can move on to people being banned. Heck, they just did it to Sean Spicer, complaining to the Rhode Island minor league baseball team because he was allowed to throw out the pitch on Pride Night. So, I mean, now we've moved to Sean Spicer as a person, as a human being, is so offensive he cannot be seen in public. Just like the flags. I'm telling you, this is organized. It's systematized. They know exactly where they're going with it. And we need to watch out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.